Good morning. It's February 20th, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report discusses the legacy and impact of the Tesla Model S and its implications for the company's future direction. Based on findings published by the Mercury News, the Model S, which began production in 2012, has played a pivotal role in transforming the electric vehicle market and establishing Tesla as a leader in the automotive industry. Over the years, Tesla has sold hundreds of thousands of Model S vehicles, contributing to its status as one of the most valuable automakers globally. However, as the market for electric vehicles has expanded, the Model S is now facing challenges due to a growing range of competitors and shifting consumer preferences. Interestingly, the company has announced plans to discontinue the Model S and its sibling, the Model X, focusing instead on future technologies like robotics. This shift indicates a significant change in strategy, moving away from traditional passenger vehicles toward potential innovations such as autonomous ride-hailing services. The Model S's introduction was groundbreaking, not only for its performance and design, but also for how it altered consumer perceptions of electric vehicles. It demonstrated that EVs could be desirable and practical, forcing established automakers to accelerate their own electric vehicle offerings. Despite the Model S being phased out, its influence remains profound. It redefined what modern vehicles could be, paving the way for advancements like over-the-air software updates and direct-to-consumer sales models. As Tesla looks to the future, the legacy of the Model S will undoubtedly continue to shape the automotive landscape, even as the company ventures into new realms beyond cars.
This report covers recent changes in institutional investments in Intel Corporation. According to MarketBeat's latest report, Frisch Financial Group significantly reduced its stake in Intel by nearly 47% during the third quarter, now holding just over 25,000 shares valued at approximately $848,000. On the other hand, larger institutional players like Vanguard Group and State Street have increased their investments in Intel. Vanguard raised its stake by 1.3%, owning nearly 400 million shares worth over $13 billion, while State Street increased its position by 1.6%, now holding over 200 million shares valued at around $4.5 billion. Overall, institutional investors control about 64% of Intel's stock. This mixed activity among hedge funds and investment firms reflects differing confidence levels in Intel's future performance. In terms of stock performance, Intel's shares opened at around $44.62, with a one-year range between a low of $17.67 and a high of $54.60. Recent earnings reports showed a slight revenue decline year over year, raising some concerns among analysts about the company's growth trajectory. Furthermore, several analysts have set varying price targets for Intel, with Barclays setting a target at $45, while others like TD Cowen have increased their target to $50, maintaining a hold rating. This indicates a cautious optimism. Yet some analysts still have concerns, particularly regarding Intel's execution and competition from companies like Nvidia. In summary, while some institutions are pulling back from Intel, others are doubling down, creating a complex landscape for investors. As the company faces challenges in revenue growth and competitive pressures, it will be interesting to see how these dynamics unfold in the coming quarters. This commentary focuses on Lockheed Martin Corporation's recent positive developments in its defense business. In its latest coverage, Primary Ignition reported that the company is benefiting from two significant international events: a potential expansion of Germany's F-35 fighter jet program, and a new training contract in Australia. These developments are fueling optimism around the company's ability to maintain strong global demand, not just for aircraft, but also for its long-term service and support operations. Lockheed Martin has already started the year on a high note, delivering 191 F-35 jets in 2025, which has contributed to its stock hitting a 52-week high. One of the key drivers of this momentum is Germany's consideration to purchase approximately 35 additional F-35 Lightning II jets, effectively doubling its initial order. This decision comes as Europe reassesses its defense capabilities, with the F-35 becoming a standard choice among NATO allies. Investors are now keenly watching for any official announcements regarding this procurement, as it would significantly enhance Lockheed Martin's order book. Additionally, the company has secured a foreign military sales agreement with the Royal Australian Air Force to provide advanced training devices for its C-130J Super Hercules transport aircraft. Contracts like this are essential, as they create a steady stream of revenue through services and training, which can be more stable than the often unpredictable aircraft delivery schedules. As these international contracts unfold, they could solidify Lockheed Martin's position in the defense sector, making it a point of interest for investors considering whether to buy or sell the stock. The market is attentive to how these developments will impact the company's overall performance in the coming months. This report discusses the significant increase in institutional investment in Merck & Co. Inc. According to a recent report from MarketBeat, ICICI Prudential Asset Management Company recently raised its stake in Merck by over 73% during the third quarter, acquiring an additional 44,500 shares. This brings their total ownership to 105,300 shares, which now represents approximately 0.9% of their total portfolio, placing Merck as their 25th largest holding. Additionally, other institutional investors are also showing increased interest. For instance, Darwin Wealth Management significantly boosted its stake by 237%, now owning 307 shares valued at $26,000. Similarly, Barnes Dennig Private Wealth Management raised its holdings by over 300%, bringing their total to 354 shares worth $30,000. In the broader market, analysts are optimistic about Merck's prospects, with several brokerages adjusting their price targets upward. Morgan Stanley increased its target from $100 to $102, while Wolfe Research upgraded its rating from peer perform to outperform, with a target of $135. Overall, the stock currently holds a moderate buy rating, with an average price target of $123.71. On the operational front, Merck recently reported strong earnings, beating expectations with earnings per share of $2.04, up from $1.72 from the same quarter last year, indicating a year-over-year revenue growth of 5%. In terms of dividend returns, Merck announced a quarterly dividend of 85 cents per share, which translates to an annualized yield of around 2.8%, reinforcing its attractiveness to income-focused investors. This combination of strong fundamentals and increased institutional buying suggests that Merck may continue to be a focus for both investors and analysts alike.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional holdings and analyst ratings for Lam Research Corporation. MarketBeat recently noted that Prakash Investment Advisors has significantly reduced its stake in the semiconductor company by over 50% during the third quarter, now holding about 5,300 shares, valued at approximately $710,000. Other institutional investors have also adjusted their positions. For example, Gilliland Jeter Wealth Management increased its holdings by a small margin, now owning over 26,000 shares, valued at around $3.5 million. Similarly, Gold Investment Management raised its stake by about 0.5%, while Hemmingson Wealth Management and Magnus Financial Group also made minor increases to their positions. Analysts have been active as well, with several brokerages revising their price targets for Lam Research. New Street Research has raised its target from $195 to $235, maintaining a neutral rating. CITIC Securities and Deutsche Bank have set their targets at $275 and $290 respectively, both with buy ratings. Overall, the stock is currently rated as a moderate buy with an average target price of around $244. In terms of stock performance, shares of Lam Research opened at $237.39 recently. The company has experienced significant growth, with annual revenue increasing by over 22% year over year. Lam Research also recently announced a quarterly dividend, which will provide shareholders with a modest yield of 0.4%. Interestingly, there was insider trading activity as well, with Director Eric Brandt selling 35,000 shares, indicating a slight reduction in his overall stake. This could be seen as a noteworthy development amid the shifting institutional landscape. Overall, Lam Research continues to show robust financial performance, yet the mixed signals from institutional movements and analyst ratings suggest a complex outlook for investors to navigate.
This report discusses recent institutional investments and insider trading activity in HCA Healthcare Inc. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that Persistent Asset Partners has acquired a new stake in HCA Healthcare, purchasing over 2,000 shares valued at just over $1 million during the third quarter. Notably, other large investors are also increasing their positions in the company. Clearstead Trust significantly expanded its stake by over 300% in the second quarter, while Harbor Capital Advisors raised its holdings by nearly 83% during the latest quarter. Additional firms, such as Twin Peaks Wealth Advisors and Compound Global Advisors, have also initiated new positions in HCA Healthcare, further indicating growing institutional interest. In terms of insider transactions, senior executives have recently sold shares. For example, the senior vice president, Christopher F. Wyatt, sold 4,000 shares for a total of over $2 million, resulting in a decrease in his ownership. Similarly, the executive vice president, Michael S. Cuffey, sold 1,500 shares, also reducing his stake in the company. From an analytical standpoint, HCA Healthcare has received mixed reviews from financial analysts, with a recent downgrade from a strong buy to a buy rating by Wall Street Zen. However, several analysts have increased their price targets for the stock, suggesting a positive outlook despite the downgrade. Currently, HCA Healthcare has a consensus rating of moderate buy with a price target around $523. Lastly, the company recently announced an increase in its quarterly dividend, which will now pay out 78 cents per share, marking a slight rise from the previous dividend. This increase reflects HCA's commitment to returning value to its shareholders amidst a backdrop of fluctuating market conditions and ongoing operational challenges. This report discusses recent investments in First Solar Inc. and analyst ratings. According to a recent report from MarketBeat, MIV Tachim, the Workers' Social Insurance Fund, has acquired nearly 30,000 shares of First Solar, valued at around $6.4 million. This new stake makes First Solar the fund's 25th largest investment, representing 0.9% of their total holdings. Several other hedge funds have also adjusted their positions in First Solar. For instance, Bornite Capital Management purchased a stake worth over $22 million. Meanwhile, Centerbrook Partners significantly increased its investment by nearly 200%, now owning over 40,000 shares valued at about $8.9 million. Additionally, NEOS Investment Management raised its position by around 46%, now holding over 12,000 shares worth approximately $2.7 million. First Solar continues to attract institutional interest, with hedge funds and institutional investors collectively owning over 92% of the company's stock. Turning to First Solar's stock performance, it opened recently at $233.30. The stock has seen considerable volatility over the past year, with a low of $116 and a high of $285. The company boasts a market capitalization of $25 billion and has a price-to-earnings ratio of around 18. In terms of analyst opinions, there have been mixed reviews. Mizuho recently lowered its price target while maintaining an outperform rating. In contrast, UBS raised its target price and assigned a buy rating. Overall, the consensus rating for First Solar remains a moderate buy, with an average price target of approximately $275.61. This ongoing interest from hedge funds, coupled with varied analyst ratings, paints a complex picture for First Solar, indicating potential opportunities and risks moving forward.
This report discusses a class action lawsuit filed against Enphase Energy Inc. Insights from www.marketscreener.com reveal that the lawsuit targets investors who acquired Enphase securities between April and October of last year. The allegations claim that the company made misleading statements regarding its inventory management and the impact of a tax credit expiration on its business. Specifically, the lawsuit suggests that Enphase overestimated its ability to handle channel inventory and failed to adequately disclose how the termination of the residential clean energy credit would affect its financial outlook. The situation escalated when Enphase released disappointing third-quarter results late last year, warning investors about a weak finish to the year due to high inventory levels and lower battery shipments. This news caused a significant drop in the company's stock price, which fell by over 15% in a single day. For investors who purchased shares during the specified period, there is an opportunity to become lead plaintiff representatives, with a deadline set for April of this year. This development highlights the ongoing challenges in the renewable energy sector, particularly as companies navigate changing regulations and market dynamics.
This report covers significant investment moves involving the Walt Disney Company. MarketBeat recently noted that Jupiter Asset Management significantly increased its stake in Disney by over 1,158% during the third quarter. This institutional investor now holds more than 1,200,000 shares of Disney, making up about 1.2% of its portfolio. In addition, several other institutional investors also made new investments in Disney, with amounts ranging from approximately $25,000 to $33,000. Notably, Navigo LLC raised its position by nearly 90%, now owning 403 shares valued at about $46,000. Currently, institutional investors and hedge funds collectively own over 65% of Disney's shares. Looking at Disney's stock performance, shares opened at $106.01 on Friday. The company's market capitalization stands at around $187 billion. Over the past year, Disney's stock has fluctuated between a low of $80.10 and a high of $124.69. On the earnings front, Disney recently announced quarterly results that exceeded analyst expectations. They reported earnings of $1.63 per share, surpassing estimates by 6 cents, while revenue reached nearly $26 billion, reflecting a year-over-year increase. Analysts have mixed opinions on Disney's stock. The consensus rating remains a moderate buy, with an average price target of $135.80. Some analysts, however, have adjusted their ratings, with Citigroup lowering its price target and Weiss Ratings downgrading their recommendation to a hold. As Disney continues to navigate its post-pandemic recovery and evolving market dynamics, investors will be watching closely to see how these developments impact its performance moving forward.
This report covers recent developments regarding Caesars Entertainment and the activity of institutional investors. In a statement, MarketBeat shared that Pekin Hardy Strauss Incorporated has increased its holdings in Caesars Entertainment by over 23% in the third quarter, now owning more than 264,000 shares, valued at approximately $7 million. This increase comes amidst a broader trend where various institutional investors have been adjusting their stakes in the company. For instance, Hans Financial Services significantly boosted its position by over 110%, while Zions Bank Corporation increased its stake dramatically by more than 5,000%, indicating strong interest in the stock. Analysts' opinions on Caesars Entertainment have been mixed. Major firms like JPMorgan Chase and Truist Financial have adjusted their price targets downward, while Barclays maintains an overweight rating despite a decrease in their price target. Goldman Sachs has changed its rating from buy to neutral, which highlights some caution among analysts. Despite this, the consensus rating remains a moderate buy, with an average price target of around $33. As of the last trading session, Caesars Entertainment stock opened at just under $22, reflecting a market capitalization of approximately $4.4 billion. In its latest earnings report, Caesars missed consensus estimates for earnings per share, reporting a loss that was significantly higher than expected. However, revenues did show a modest year-over-year increase, suggesting that while the company faces challenges, there is some growth in its operations. Overall, the heavy involvement from institutional investors and the mixed analyst ratings present an intriguing picture for potential investors in Caesars Entertainment.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.